Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, from today, as I understand it, South Africa's earnings threshold will rise to just over 261,000 rand a year. That's around 21,800 rand a month. But beyond the number, this change also has major implications for workers' rights, overtime, hours of work, and how disputes are handled. So let's get our heads around this tonight, what it means for employers and employees. And I'm in conversation now with Malisela Letwaba, Associate in Employment Law at the law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Malisela, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Maybe the starting point for the uninitiated, what exactly do we mean by an earnings threshold?
Good evening and thank you for having me. So in terms of the earnings threshold, every year the Minister of Labour and Employment issues a determination on the amount that certain employees who earn over and under the threshold are entitled to. So if one recalls, for the previous year it was around 254,000 rand and some change. And in terms of that, employees falling below that enjoyed the protection afforded to them by Chapter 2 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And as correctly stated, that relates to issues such as hours of work, overtime, compressed working week, and the like. So all in all, what it means is that for those earning under the threshold, they enjoy the protection afforded by Chapter 2 of the BCEA, while those earning over are not necessarily entitled to overtime pay and working hours and compressed working weeks.
What exactly qualifies in legal terms then as earnings?
All right. So when one looks at earnings as per the determination that comes out on a yearly basis, one can consider the earnings. It's basically the amount that an employee receives. It's the regular annual remuneration before deductions. So the deductions would be income tax, pensions, medical aid, and similar payments. But it specifically excludes similar payments or contributions made by the employer party in respect of the employee. Other issues such as a subsistence and transport allowances received, achievements awards, payments for overtime worked are not regarded as remuneration for purposes of calculating remuneration in any financial year.
So correct me if I'm wrong then, this is based more on take-home pay than cost to company.
We would say it's basically the cost to company, say for what the employer party contributes towards on behalf of the employee.
So why does the threshold go up each year? Who decides and by how much?
All right. So when one considers the fact that on a yearly basis we do have our annual tax chat, as well as the fact that inflation and VAT increases from time to time, the Department of Labour and Employment then also has to adjust the earnings threshold in order to ensure that employees are not outdone. So the basis of it is to protect those, what they term blue-collar workers mostly, and to afford them easy access to dispute resolution mechanisms and processes without incurring significant costs.
So let's assume that a person is earning something just above that threshold. And to recap, 21,800 rand a month there or thereabouts. Are they entitled to any protection?
So once an employee earns above the earnings threshold, then such an employee is not necessarily entitled to the rights set out in Chapter 2. So for example, one would be overtime pay calculated in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. That employee cannot enforce that provision unless it's afforded to the employee in terms of a policy, which would give rise to a different matter.
So that policy would be something determined by the company themselves based on some degree of largesse, or am I mishearing you?
No, that's correct. So the company can then, in terms of its own internal policies for those employees earning above the threshold, have a policy in place to regulate the payment of overtime if such employees are even entitled to overtime.
So what about higher earners and overtime or even Sunday pay? Are they completely shunted out of the equation?
So in terms of those earning above the threshold, and when we look at Chapter 2 vis-a-vis Sunday pay and overtime pay, those employees are not necessarily entitled to it unless it's recorded in a policy. More importantly, when one looks at a contract of employment of such an employee, you'd usually find a clause that stipulates that from time to time, the company or the employer may require you to work according to the demands, the operational demands of the business. And that's where that catch-all clause encompasses overtime without remuneration because the employee is above the earnings threshold.
And Malisela, am I correct in saying that this would also apply to fixed term or temporary workers, or is this just for people on the full-time payroll?
So it would also apply to fixed term contractors or employees, as well as temps, or depending on whether or not they are remunerated above or below the threshold. So one, if one looks at the fact that the threshold also encompasses those employees who work for a period of less than 3 months and the deeming provisions of the LRA, those also come into effect. However, just looking purely at it from a quantum perspective, we look at whether that amount over a year is either above or below the threshold.
And if you do qualify and you feel that you're hard done by, what kind of legal recourse do you have?
So if one wants to enforce any of the rights in Chapter 2, firstly, one would need to establish whether or not they're below and above the threshold. And that really sets the avenue of recourse to be followed. So by way of example, if an employee wishes to claim overtime, but they are above the threshold and they do have that contractual provision that states that they need to work overtime in order to meet the operational demands, and further, there is no policy in place, that's an issue that can be dealt with internally and not in terms of the BCEA by virtue of the provisions being excluded.
You mentioned overtime. What other types of typical dispute have you come across?
Well, from a disputes perspective, really, and where the threshold comes into effect, when one looks at discrimination disputes, those earning above the threshold vis-a-vis those earning below the threshold follow different avenues of recourse. When we also look at a claim for unpaid monies, generally, if you're below the threshold, you can go in terms of Section 73 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, whereas if you're above the threshold, you'd go in terms of Section 77 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. And one would go to the CCMA, whereas the other goes to the Labour Court. So those are just two examples of how the earnings threshold determines where an employee must go, depending on their remuneration.
Now, I wonder, as far as employers are concerned, whether the system is potentially open to abuse. And hear my thinking here. Could they start pushing more workers to just over the threshold to avoid any kind of labor law obligation? And in fact, it could save them money.
From a employment perspective, employers are entitled to increase the remuneration of their employees, even if it means going slightly over the threshold. The difficulty it creates is, from an employee perspective, is that once you're over the threshold, you then have to follow the dispute resolution mechanisms provided for. So by way of example, whereas if you were under the threshold, you could approach the CCMA or the bargaining council, when you're above the threshold, you may actually have to seek recourse through the labor courts. And we all know that litigation is not really the cheapest exercise to embark upon.
So just a final one then, again, coming back to that universal amount, 261,000 Rand a year, do you think it's fair, or is there an argument to be made that it should be higher given the rising cost of living?
From a practical perspective and looking at how it's really gradually arisen over the years, I mean, if I look back to when I started practicing law, it was around 242,000. So I think over the years, it's gradually rising. And it also points towards a direction of progressiveness, in that as an economy, also as a nation, we're working towards improving working conditions. And over time, it will reach a point where I think then that it can keep up with the demands of inflation, you know, and taxes. But for now, it's a positive step in the towards the right direction.
So just a reminder again, that earnings threshold kicking in today, rising to just over 261,000 Rand a year. My thanks tonight to Malisela Letwaba, Associate in Employment Law at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.